So how much access is enough for voters to have a chance to cast a ballot? That's being debated in Ohio with Democrats and Republicans having very different opinions. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So where do things stand right now as far as voting is concerned?
Things stand where they did a few weeks ago when Governor Kasich signed into law some legislation passed by the Republicans in the State House. Cutting back the number of early voting days from 35 to 29, putting some restrictions on absentee ballots and provisional ballots. They also said that the Secretary of State is the only person who can mail out absentee ballot applications to everybody, and only if the legislature appropriates the money. Now, you know, Democrats say, you know, it's not very likely that the Republicans in the legislature are going to do that. Now, right now, we're looking at possible legal challenges by the Democrats. We're looking at the Voting Rights Act, a petition drive by the black legislators in Columbus, and it's going to be a big mess.
Now, this decision's really getting a lot of national play, and it's been hitting the New York Times, among other places. How's it being received across the country?
Well, national news media has picked up on what the legislature, Republicans in the legislature, and what John Husted, the Secretary of State, who is a Republican, have done in recent weeks. New York Times this weekend had an editorial which was highly critical of the Republicans in Ohio, headline of which was "Ohio Mistrusts Democracy." And so they're getting a whole lot of very bad bad press around the country.
Now, how's John Husted handling all of this?
John Husted went on sort of a little PR offensive last week where he put out a release saying that voting in Ohio is easy because you have the 29 days of early voting, which is more than many other states have. Some of the surrounding states like Michigan, Kentucky, Pennsylvania have no early voting periods. And, you know, he said that you can, in Ohio, you can vote absentee without providing an excuse, you know, like you're out of town or you're in the hospital or unable to be at the polling places, and that you can vote, obviously, on election day. So he, you know, his argument is it's very easy in Ohio to cast a ballot if you want to.
So why are the Democrats calling it voter suppression?
They're calling it voter suppression because they say that anytime, they don't care what happens in other states. Ohio had this 35-day period. Now it's a 29-day period. There are other restrictions now. And they say anytime that you take away opportunities for people to cast ballots, absentee ballots early, you're suppressing voter rights. And for them, it's a big issue because when you talk about in-person early voting, that tends to be heavily Democratic. And they say that the Republicans are doing this purposely to try to drive down the Democratic vote, not only this year in a governor's race, but in 2016 when there's a presidential race. And you know that Ohio always plays a critical role in presidential elections. And it tends to be very close.
So where is this going to end up? I mean, the decision's been made. The governor signed it. So it's the law of the land right now.
Right.
But is that going to change?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, the Ohio Democratic Party and some of their allies are raising money for a legal defense fund. They're saying they'll probably go to federal court to try to stop some of these changes. And then on a parallel track, you have the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, a lot of African-American ministers and some others, you know, who are on this petition drive to get the Ohio Voting Rights Act on November ballot. Now, that's a pretty big task because you got to get 385,000 valid signatures by July 2nd. But if they did and it passed, it could undo many of the things that the Republicans have done in the legislature.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.